Life is not always a matter of holding good cards, but sometimes playing a poor hand well. What is good, beautiful people? Oh my gosh, you guys are back at it. I'm back at it. You guys are listening to me. Like, yo, we're okay. So, can I just say that we're in November and like we are seriously. Like, I'm just thinking how, like, 2023 is really coming to an end. Like, deadass. Like, 2023 is close to ending. You know what I'm saying? First off, how's Thanksgiving for y'all? I hope Thanksgiving was great for you guys. You guys, like, got with your friends, your family, your friends' givings, your family givings, your couple givings. You probably worked on that day. You know what I'm saying? Which is fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with working on Thanksgiving because, bitch, guess what? I was too. So it's okay. Now, like, what's crazy is that I've worked retail most of my life. So a lot of people have been asking me, like, have you taken the time to, like, work, you know, do you know how Thanksgiving works? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I don't fucking know, to be honest with you, because I've never worked Thanksgiving. Because all I've done in the last 9 years, I've worked retail / customer service. So I've always dealt with people. Now, every time I'm like, people will always come up to me and they'll be like, or they'll ask me in my DMs or anything like that of that nature, or even at work, particularly, they would be like, oh, wow, what do you do? What do you like doing outside of work? And I'm like, I sleep. You know what I'm saying? And I've said this before, like, sometimes I personally, genuinely, I limit my time on a lot of things and a lot of people, because sometimes when life is so short, you really don't have enough time to embrace the shit that you want to embrace. But let me tell you something, embrace the fact that you got to spend time with your family. Embrace the fact that you got to spend time with your friends, your couple, your new mate, you know, in your new house, your new car, your new job, your new promotion, your new blessing. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many new things that are happening for November for everybody. And I feel like there's change. There's good change for some. There's some people that think the good change is not really good change. It's actually bad change. But let me tell y'all something. Let me reassure y'all to something big. No matter what change you are going through, whether if it's you know, dealing with a hardship or dealing with something by yourself and you feel like you can't rely on anybody, it's okay. It's okay that if you have to handle that shit by yourself and you don't have to express it to anybody, that's okay. That is just fine. You know why? Because you are going to make it through. You know, I was speaking to a friend of mine, and she was telling me how, like, she feels like nobody, like, there's certain people who don't have her back. And I'm like, damn. Like, I was like, shit, I hope I'm not one of them motherfuckers, because I support you, B. You know what I'm saying? So when she said that to me, like, I really had to, like, when we had that conversation, I really sat back and I was really thinking, like, damn, who supports me? You know what I'm saying? Now, and the reason why I say this, and the reason why I always say that it's good to tell your people, like, you know, it's good to reassure them. And this is why I always continue to say reassuring is such a good thing, because you have no idea what someone is going through in that moment in time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was talking to somebody and I was telling, like, I was asking them, like, what do they want from me now? Because, like, I'm a planner, okay? I plan for everything. I'm planning for next year in every kind of shape, way, or form for each month, okay? You know, cruises, trips, seeing my moms, seeing my siblings, seeing everybody, like, music-wise, modeling-wise. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing so many things, and I'm making sure that everything is going according to plan, financially, spiritually, mentally for me. Because I'm going to tell y'all something, like, when I say, like, you know, a mental check is needed. A mental check is needed. Sometimes, like, if you need a mental check yourself, by yourself, it's needed. But, like, you know, some people are going to worry about you. Like, I kid you not. Like, I texted my dad. Okay, my dad started getting worried. So, he told my mom. And so, like, she texted me. And she was like, are you sure you're okay? And I was just like, honestly, like, I just really want a hug. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just need that. I need that hug from my mom. You know what I'm saying? I want my mom to tell me that, like, everything's going to be okay. Even though, like, you know, just hearing it, like, we was talking about something, and like, just hearing her voice makes me happy. Just hearing my mom's voice it makes me happy. Just hearing my dad laugh at me and talk his shit makes me happy. You know what I'm saying? Those type of things always make me happy. Because why? It's important to always be, like, always, like, talk to a certain family member, and, like, they give you that reassurance and that support. You know what I'm saying? And, like, for some people, it's really hard to give that reassurance. The reason why I say that is because there's a lot of people that, you know, you don't know what has gone down in their past that they act a certain way today. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's somebody that, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to whip out my liver life out here. There's somebody I have, like, a really good crush on, right? I have a crush on this person, and I literally was just like, you know, I've been holding back my feelings and saying what I want to say because this person does not know how to open up and, like, release everything and, like, tell me at least something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is the problem. This person makes it so difficult for me to figure out, okay, do they like me? Are they interested in me? Do they feel like I'm attractive? Like, do they even like anything about me? Is there pros and cons? You know what I'm saying? Nothing. They don't communicate. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, but I have to take the time to really understand, like, okay, this is probably something from their past that they feel like they can't talk to me about how they feel about me, or they don't want to jump the gun, which is understandable, very understandable, truthfully. But sometimes you just need someone to reassure you and make you feel like you are on the path of good. You know what I mean? You're not overthinking it. You're not going nuts. It's not all in your head. Like, this person, it's not one-sided. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so much one-sided relationships that you feel like, you know, and a lot of ghosting. Ghosting is a fucking thing these days. And, like, there's a lot of ghosting happening that you feel like, okay, you over here thinking you and this person are going good and everything like that, wazoo, wazoo, but it's a one-sided relationship. And they ghost you and they drop off the face of the fucking earth and you're just like, wow. Okay. You know? And here's the thing, like, it's always good to let somebody know that you support them. It's always good to tell somebody kind words. You know what I'm saying? It's always good to let somebody know, like, yo, this is how I feel about you. You are, you know, I've been thinking about you and all this type stuff and whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always good to do that because you're reassuring that person that they're doing well. You know what I'm saying? They're doing a great job at what is going on with them. You know what I mean? And what makes it difficult nowadays when you're looking, when all you're seeking is someone to tell you, hey, you're doing a great job, or I love you. You were on my mind today. I'm just letting you know. You know what I'm saying? Or I prayed for you today because I know that you've been going through some things. I prayed for you. You've been in my mind. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, sometimes you've been battling. It's sometimes when you're battling with yourself and you just don't, and all you want and all you need is someone to tell you, I got you, or you're not alone in this, or like you start to see that. And it's like, I posted a quote not too long ago and talking about realization. When you come to realize that your ambition, you didn't limit yourself to from your ambitions. You didn't limit yourself from the law of attraction that you're trying to attract and trying to manifest and the things that you prayed for, because you taking the time to make sure that you are putting yourself at ease with the stuff that you're doing. But yeah, you're doing all that stuff for yourself, but you want to make sure that somebody else is seeing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You want your family members to be like, yo, I'm really, really proud of you. You really are up there. You are going for what you need. You're going for what you want. You're going for what you need, and you're diving in. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, like, it's okay. It's okay to tell somebody, like, you are amazing. You are worth it. You know? It's okay to say that. It's okay. It really is. It's okay to say that. And it's okay to take that all in. You know? And I feel like sometimes it's really hard for a lot of people to let someone know their feelings. It is. It really is hard to tell someone your feelings. Because nowadays, people like to catfish who they are as a person. People like to make it seem as if they care about you when they don't. Some people have some real life motives, some fucked up tendencies, and it kind of it really does make it hard. It makes it hard for you to trust words. It makes it hard for you to trust actions, because you're trying to break the cycle that you've been so used to. You are trying to make sure that the person, your person that you like, or the crush that you have, or the friends that you got in your cipher, or in your cipher, are genuine, loyal. They're not followers, they're leaders. They won't kick your fucking crown off your head. They will actually try to help you fix it. You know what I'm saying? They'll give you a hug when you're down. You know what I'm saying? And that is really, really important. That is so important. And I feel like a lot of people lack that. A lot of people lack reassuring of one another, because we don't know how to reassure ourselves. And especially when you're trying to, especially in this dating scene, like, You may be reassuring yourself. You may be. But you will also want to know where that person's mind is at, which is valid, which is extremely valid. You want to know where that person's headspace is at. And I absolutely understand. And the reason why I say that is because you need that reassurance from your person. You do. You need that reassurance to know that you are, this isn't one-sided. You need that reassurance from your friend to make sure it's not one-sided. You need that reassurance from your job to make sure it's not one-sided. You know what I'm saying? We all need some kind of reassurance to make our eyes known and mind known that this is something that is needed. This is something that we've always expressed, and that this is, and someone sees your progress. Someone sees it. It's not just you. Someone realizes it. It's not just you. It's big. And I've always said this, reassuring someone and letting them know that they're doing their best is very important. It's very, very important. And if you don't let somebody know that they're doing what needs to be done, they will feel like they just don't know what to do. But acknowledge. It's always important to acknowledge someone's path and progress. But all right, you guys. We are on the flip side, of course. And I just want you guys to know that reassurance is always good. reassurance is something that is needed all the time. You know what I'm saying? And it's very important to reassure someone and let them know that there is nothing wrong with letting somebody know that they're still important to you in some kind of shape, way, or form, or their mental, whatever they're going through is something that needs to be acknowledged, and they're not alone in that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's important. That's what's extremely important. So much love, you guys. Stay blessed. Stay loved.